And here he is, it's
Gordon.
I think we're going to be joined by
Gordon.
I don't know.
Oh, look who's here.
I don't know if he'll show up.
No.
Who is this song about?
Gordon. I don't know. Probably not.
Gordon. Made it.
Oh, yeah, spin
no.
on it.
No, Gordon. Not even close.
Gordon.
Gordon. What up, invasion?
Hello, Gordonio.
It's my invasion, friends.
How goes it?
It goes well.
Yeah?
I survived the eclipse.
I know. I did, too.
I thought that... did you guys watch it with a bunch of people or just the misses?
Yeah, just that. I was on my driveway at home.
I was at home. There were a couple of neighbors out
mm-hmm.
In the neighborhood, and we just kind of gave each other the knowing nod through the glasses and then looked up. And then it was freaky with the street lights coming on and
yeah,
all that's
wild.
Like, oh man, this is incredible. And I was having a big meh moment leading up to it.
Me too.
It's like, you know what? Whatever. Corby was like, man, just stay around here. It's going to be fun. And I thought about it for a second and then just went home. I want to get home before and because these idiots scared me about traffic. Oh my God, you wouldn't be able to get home until 5 o'clock.
People are coming from all over the world, no. Man. It's going to be gridlock and mass hysteria.
You'll be stuck
there.
On the highway
it
for like 13 hours if you're going to stay up here and watch it.
How old are
that
your friends?
That is a good impression of me.
let me tell you, young man.
And I got home in record time yesterday.
I did too. It was awesome.
Record time. Although they did have police officers on 67, I guess making sure that you didn't stop in the middle of the freeway. I don't think they minded you pulling over as long as it was a safe area. But
on the highway?
Yeah, like if you pull
you
over on the shoulder. No, I didn't see one car.
What was weird is because I go north on 35 to go home and just looking at like hotel parking lots and whatnot, there's people like hordes of people just standing out in parking lots. Looking with their glasses up at the eclipse.
There were a bunch of people pulled over on 408 on my drive home.
It's weird.
Dang.
67 was clear.
I thought when we went down to the plaza after the show and the eclipse had started, and I looked at it and I was like, eh, okay, cool. But man, totality was mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's a completely different experience. Like people who are not in the path of totality, if you're looking at it, it's just kind of, it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
But if you're in the path of totality, it is.
That was unbelievable because you could take off the glasses
mm-hmm.
and look up there. And I'm like, I'm looking at the sun.
I was still a little nervous even when you had the nice beaming photo that everyone put out mm-hmm. there. It's like, I just don't want to. It's my luck that all of a sudden it just goes away and my eyesight is fried. It's already bad to begin with. I don't need any help with bad eyesight.
No, but it was just riveting and beautiful and stunning and all these words and the fact it got dark and the temperature plummeted. And then as soon as it started to move, like even just a fraction, the way the world just immediately lit up again was
That's
incredible.
Crazy. Yeah, I mentioned that this morning that it was wild to me how even just a sliver of the sun turns it back into daylight again.
Which, immediately.
I mean, and here's the sun. Wow. It's 99% covered, but it's still bright outside.
Yeah, I know.
And you can't look up there at it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And even still, right before totality happened, I just felt like, okay, there's no way it's going to get totally dark because it's still bright.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom. Oh, wow. It was.
All of our outside lights came on that are auto and the street lights immediately came on.
It's pretty amazing.
It was awesome.
I have to admit.
Totality, that 4 minutes was incredible.
I don't know if it's enough because you're hearing about the next one and they're showing the path of totality in the next one that you may have to go to Louisiana or Baton Rouge or something to see it. I don't know if it's enough to get me to travel to see it, but it was awesome being able to step outside and check it out.
Like, wait, I think there's another one that's going to be in Louisiana?
Like 7,800 days or something like that?
No,
another path of totality?
I thought the next one was only visible from Montana and Wyoming.
Well, unless I...
The next total eclipse in the world is going to be visible from like Greenland and Iceland and Spain in
Washington.
2026.
Yeah, in Washington, Norm. No, I thought I saw something that had the next one in like 7,800 days that had a path that was kind of toward Louisiana. Maybe I got ball sacked. I don't know. But again, I don't think it's enough for me to travel to go see it. I'm glad I was right there to just check it out on my front porch.
2044 is the next visible eclipse in the United States.
Huh? You got to be visible.
But that's visible eclipse.
Montana,
that's not,
North Dakota, South Dakota.
But will totality happen?
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Yeah, it says totality will only be visible in those three states, Montana, North Dakota, and
South Dakota. Oh, that's it? No, there's no way.
And that's when? In 2040 what?
2044 and 2045.
I'm still a little bit cross-eyed over Donnie saying in 7,800 days. That seems like a weird way to...
I saw 7,795. 7,795 days.
Like,
that's
why wouldn't they
saw.
Give it to you in years?
I don't know.
Why do they have to...
Well, that's 21 years, basically. So, yeah, that would be...
It's the same thing. Why are you getting so confused?
I don't know. It just because no one ever talks that way.
Well, how many 3,470,000.
Well, Travis does.
Yeah, no, I got what you're talking about.
That's where I got it from. What's the difference? If I told you in minutes or seconds instead of hours, would it confuse you?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah, it would.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. I'll be over there in 114 minutes. Okay?
Where did you get your glasses? Wow. The eclipse glasses.
We actually got them when we did the show at the P1's house.
Yeah.
He gave them to us. Normathon. Yeah, he handed them to us.
He's like, hey, did you guys get your eclipse glasses yet? I was like, no. And he's like, here you go. I was like,
man, that's awesome.
That's what we used, yeah.
It is strange because you'll never, like, you wouldn't go out today and be like, oh, what's the sun look like and put them on?
Why not? I'm going to try it.
Yeah, why wouldn't
we? Now that I have these magical glasses that protect me from the sun.
I kept doing it yesterday afternoon to be like, how much is left? And then one time it was just a big orange dot in the glasses. Like, it's dumb. So I was done. Did you see the planets next to the eclipse? That was cool.
I didn't.
You could see
but
the
I've
stars
seen pictures
yeah.
of the people, you know, circling
saw
Venus.
Venus and Mars. And I thought maybe I saw the Devil's Comet, but I guess not. I thought for a minute I saw it. Because I like to see comets. I think that would be cool to see a comet.
Like Cynthia Cooper?
Yeah.
Cheryl Swoops?
Yeah.
Dude, your references are
how many WNBA teams can you name?
Like now?
Yeah, let me see.
You know what?
Get the
I'm going to tell you, I can name them all. How about that?
Okay, ready, go.
From all your mock drafts?
If not, you owe us $1,000. Go.
The Indiana Fever.
One.
The Dallas Wings.
Two.
The Chicago Sky.
Three.
The LA Sparks.
Don't look at me.
Four.
Phoenix Mercury.
Okay, five.
Las Vegas Aces.
Six. You're halfway there.
Damn, really? How many have I named so far?
You've named six. You're halfway there. There's 12 teams.
Connecticut Sun.
Seven.
Damn, you're better at this than I thought you were going to be.
There's two.
And I also think that the women's teams have cooler names.
You're not getting two of them, so you owe us $1,000. You're at seven.
I'm at seven.
You have five to go.
Did I say the Chicago Sky?
Yes, you've said Chicago Sky.
There are only
Sun.
Three that are plurals?
Dallas Wing, Indiana Fever, Las Vegas Aces, Los Angeles Sparks. Phoenix Mercury. You have five to go.
Five WNBA teams to go.
One of them is in a major market.
Oh, yeah. The New York Liberty.
There you go. That's eight.
Very good.
Four to go, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Four to go. You're so close.
If you do this, I will give you $20.
I will just be amazed.
Man, you're so cheap.
I really am.
I know. I see that.
One of them.
Come
on. One of them is very indeed.
Yes.
Seattle Storm.
Yes. Nine. Three to go as we are listening to live coverage of Donnie deciding who plays in the WNBA. There are 12 teams. He has three to go. Of course, the All-Star Game coming up July 20th will be in a building that you've already named.
Draft is Monday.
You are missing three big teams, and all three of them play
East Coast, right?
Two of them are towards the East, and one of them is more, I guess you would consider that Midwest.
Minnesota, Lynx.
Yes, got it. 10. Two to go.
This is it, Donnie, for $20.
Okay. One of them is coached by Eric
American
Tibble.
Dollars.
Yeah, that helps none.
And the other one is coached by Tanisha Wright. Those are big clues.
Wait, there's three.
That doesn't help either.
Obviously.
Male coaches in the WNBA.
Isn't it great?
That's weird.
Man, we just played the entire Jeopardy.
I know.
Song.
I think I'm stuck.
Okay.
What, and I really hate
can you give them at least the
10
division?
Out of 12 is pretty
they
damn good.
They both have NBA franchises,
how about,
too.
How about one of them is...
Oh. Washington Mystics.
Got it. 11. And one to go. One to go in the great state of Georgia.
Oh, okay. Atlanta Dream.
Yes. Got it. 12. Pow. But with all the help... Doesn't count.
Man, that is impressive.
God, I'm nice.
Well, you like can't that. Declare it's impressive when it took you 40 minutes to come up with 12 names.
I got them all, though.
Yeah.
I don't think I owe you 20.
I was somewhat impressed. Can you name a player on each team?
No, I'm going to give
you 20.
No, you
don't owe me 20.
It's one of the rare times I actually have cash.
And what? You need go. To start carrying cash. I don't want your 20.
Oh, wow.
No, I want you to have it. You earned that. Parents
real? Are you looking
that's
at
real, man.
Did the movies?
He held it up to the light.
Yeah, did the movies
you
teach
jerk.
Us that? You have to hold it
what
up just
jerk.
To see.
No, man.
Do you
come
have a
on.
Little magic pen that you do the line across? You ever?
Okay.
I've had them do that to me at the store.
Yeah,
like
I know.
I hand them the bill and then they it. Take out the pen and look at me all suspiciously and mark it.
I've read a
and
lot you, of Secret Service books. Okay?
And you know,
what?
They
doing.
Never ever do that for a 1, a 5, or a 10. So if you were smart, wouldn't you make all counterfeit smaller bills?
Yeah.
Because they never
they
check
never
them.
Check them.
They always check 20s or up.
Well, you just got to
yeah, dump all
for
that.
Me.
Dump all that.
You go to the club with all your fake ones.
You get home, the Secret Service is at your front door. So we heard you talking about counterfeiting money.
And why
it's got to be impossible to counterfeit money now.
I would think
they
so
got, like,
to make it look real.
Holograms and everything in them. That's weird.
And do you
it's way too high?
Do
tech.
You cringe a bit when you get a 50?
No, I have a 50
really?
Right now.
Why do you cringe?
Look,
because
you hate money?
I've heard that it was bad luck to have a $50
bill. I tell
you
what, next time you get one, give it to me.
Okay, you have to give me two 20s and
no,
a 10.
No, that's not what I said.
I'll trade you this 50 for that 20.
Okay, done.
You know who's on the 50?
Dang it, I was counting on you being superstitious.
I'm not dumb. I may be superstitious, but I'm not crazy.
I just lost $30
on
that.
No, I always...
should have taken it.
I try to get rid of the 50s as quickly as I can because I heard it was bad luck.
Why?
I don't know.
We debated this on the air this morning on the morning show because Craig was also...
Great.
Because one of our other guys, our other show host, Grego, used to tell us that. 50s were bad luck. And ever since then, Craig will never carry a 50.
I don't know how those wild,
like, why would you
wise
believe
tales
him?
Okay, so apparently,
get into your head, but
some people associate Ulysses S. Grant with bad luck and disappointment. And
yeah, he lost.
He won.
I don't know why that's...
What do you mean he lost?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Donnie didn't know Civil
lose?
War history.
Mm-hmm.
He lost.
If Lee was on the 50, you might be like, oh, man, I don't want that one.
You thought that we had the losing Confederate general.
Maybe I wasn't talking about
50.
The war.
That's
maybe
fair.
I was talking about something else.
Okay, let's hear you courage. Squirm out of this one. Right, what did you think he lost?
Well, he's dead, so he lost his life.
Okay.
How about that?
He did win re-election. So everyone sad. On the money's lost.
He was 8 years, so he won re-election,
well,
too,
maybe
so.
We need to... I update. This is like we need to amend the Ten Commandments. Maybe we need to update this money and
I
put some
so.
Living
I'm
people
kinda
on
with
this
you.
Thing.
I'm kind
of
with you.
Instead
I
of all these old farts that no one know, okay. will know
they
about.
Were, they were presidents, and he was the winning general in the Civil War.
That's a big one.
That's yeah, a pretty huge accomplishment.
Maybe the loser should be on the $2 bill or something, and they don't even circulate that
You're wanting
anymore.
Robert E. Lee on the $2 bill.
Who said that?
He's the loser.
Well, there were other people that lost.
You said they all lost.
Well, maybe his loser second in command.
Should we get rid of Ben Franklin on the 100 since he wasn't even a president?
Yeah, but then you got the whole Benjamins thing.
Yeah, but we could replace it with...
But that is a song that someone
Reagan
made who's
somebody?
In hot water right now.
Who?
So maybe he's associated...
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's associated with that, and maybe we need to change it.
Do you know who is on the dollar on the $2 bill? Let's see. Nobody helped Donnie. Let's...
Why is it
Quiz
always directed
this.
At me? The
because.
Atlanta Dream.
You know that's always
Nailed
the answer
it.
That you're looking for last. So
that's right.
No, who's on the $2 bill? Do you know who's on the $1 bill?
Washington.
Okay.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Well done.
Not Elizabeth Taylor, no. Who's on the $5 bill?
Lincoln.
Okay. 10.
Was that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a good guess. The 10.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Matt, do you know?
Hamilton.
And then who's on the 20?
Alexander Hamilton.
Who's on the 20? Oh, Donnie's Andrew looking Jackson. At the 20 that he just got.
Andrew Jackson.
See, and I think he ought to be taken off the 20. He's kind of spare,
isn't
right?
Isn't it two Thomas Jefferson? Is
yes.
that right? Yeah, okay.
Two is Thomas Jefferson.
TJ,
and I
huh?
always heard those were good luck. I always heard $2 bills were good luck.
I have heard
luck.
That.
Remember, we talked about this and somebody said that they carry a bunch of them. In, like, if you go to a bank, each bank has a certain, like, thousands of dollars in $2 bills. They just don't really hand them out ever.
Yeah.
And that's so strange because they put them in circulation.
And, you know, I don't think that we have anything over 100 now. There used to be like a $500 bill and a $1,000 bill.
Who graced the cover of the 500 and the $1,000 bill? Do you know that?
No idea. Let's see.
That's a good question. I think Woodrow Wilson was on one of them.
That sounds so wrong.
William McKinley was McKinley. On the 500.
There you go.
Grover Cleveland on the 1,000.
There you go. That's
and
what
James Madison on the 5,000.
Yep.
Now, that would be interesting right. because then two of the presidents that got assassinated were on money because Lincoln and McKinley.
Yeah, it's kind of a consolation prize.
And then JFK is on the
dollar.
50 cent thing.
I think he's a
dollar.
Is it
the
dollar?
Was that the dollar? I thought that was a 50 cent.
I thought the half dollar was just an eagle or something.
I have the gold little, what do you call
it? A sack of Jawia?
Yeah. That's what I have. I have plenty of those at the house. I don't know why. Interesting. Are they, can I?
There was also, I thought it was Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah, she was on one.
Is that a dollar or 50 cents?
I think that's a dollar.
Man, I thought, let's see.
Well, we used to know all this kind of stuff. Of course, we were kids that grew up with
the Kennedy
cash
half
stuff.
50 cent coin was JFK.
And no more do you even have change around.
No. I like
quarters. I have a few, like, I think I have like a coffee can that I throw stuff in there every once in a while.
Remember you had to.
And it makes the coffee taste horrible, too, by the way. I do not recommend it.
Yeah.
You had to wrap the coins to take them to the bank to go get some money.
Oh, and the little sleeves?
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was awesome.
When you were a kid and you, like, collected coins.
That was great.
And then you, like, put them in the sleeve, the pennies, and it's like, oh,
I did
this
that
is
about
what's...
a year or two ago. I had a whole bunch of change, wrapped them.
Yeah. You actually wrapped them.
Oh,
a lot of people just take them to those
coin
machines.
You're not. Just because you counted my
like
money, doesn't mean you're going to take some of my cash.
Yeah.
How long did that take you?
Mm-hmm.
How many coins, like how much did you have?
I have a huge bank that looks like a Coke can that I just dumped the change in. And I had so much of it, I just decided to wrap it. I had about $130, $140 worth. Quarters, nickels.
They used to do that. And then at Christmas, they would put all their change in a bucket, and then at Christmas would give it to me and my brother. And say, whatever's in there, you guys can have. But we had to roll it. And we'd spend who knows how long putting those things in the little roller.
I still have a ton of pennies. I just don't know what to do with
them. That's awesome.
Seems like my grandfather gave my older brother his coin collection and bill collection and all that kind of stuff, his currency collection. And my brother, of course, we were in college and didn't care anything about it. And my brother, whenever he needed to make a bueno run, would just go in there and take like a silver certificate 20 or something out of there and just go spend it like a regular 20.
Oh, and that person just traded it out and kept it. And
I don't think they knew anything. They were like teenagers like we were.
God, but the one guy that did now owns franchises of Taco Bueno.
Yeah, it's just his. He has a knowing. He left Taco Bueno, and now he has something else on his own.
And today
it's just
we
so
call
rich.
It Elon Musk.
That's right. Hit the signal.
I remember my brother having to break open a case that was holding a mint 20, and he took it out of there and went. Got a whole like a six pack of tacos out of it. Though.
Wow,
it was great. It was great. We ate well that day.
Yeah, we had piggy banks as youth. My sister had a pink one. I had a blue one, and we cracked it. We broke it.
Yeah.
And just,
That was back when they actually made the piggy banks that you couldn't open.
Right. You had to destroy
now
them.
They always have the that miracle anus down at the bottom where you can get it out of there if you want.
That place that's hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk college basketball. We have a champion next here at Ticket.